Welcome to this subscriber-only audio guide from Magic Towns Italy. Each guide is built using hundreds of original data points and real feedback from people who've made the move. Thanks for supporting our work and enjoy the journey.
All right, welcome back to Magic Towns Italy, our subscriber-only guide to Trento. We've got that stack of sources, research, and notes right here, ready to be cracked open. Our mission, like always, pull out the absolute most important bits of knowledge, the insights to get you well-informed and, you know, fast.
And today we're zoning in on a really specific part of Italy. It's got this unique mix, history, nature, and just a certain way of life. We're doing a deep dive into Trento. It's aimed specifically at anyone thinking about moving there, maybe as an expat, maybe looking at retirement options.
That's right. Now, we know some of you looking at this area might also be checking out places like, say, Rovereto nearby. Our info, it's mostly coming from insights gathered by Magic Towns Italy, and it really focuses on Trento itself. Gives us some fantastic detail on what life is really like on the ground there.
We've done the sifting, gone through the info, and we're going to walk you through the essentials. Everything from where Trento actually is in its deep past, right through to the nitty-gritty like cost of living, healthcare, and fitting into the community.
We'll kick off with the basics, the setting, the geography, the history.
The foundation.
And then layer on the everyday stuff. The feel of the city, the pace, getting around. And yeah, what it's going to cost you.
Okay, let's do it. Let's unpack this pretty fascinating Italian city tucked away in the Alps.
So, first things first, location, location, location. Where exactly is Trento and what does this position tell us?
Okay, so Trento is up in northern Italy. It's in the Trentino Alto Adige region. Geographically speaking, it's got this dramatic spot along the Adige River Valley. But what really stands out in the sources, what defines it, is how it's just completely surrounded by mountains.
Right. I saw mentions of Monte Bondone specifically, just to the west, yeah. And access to places like Lake Toblino, too. Nature isn't just, like, a nice view. It's fundamental.
Nature is always close. Easily accessible. You basically step outside the city limits and bam, you're in serious mountain territory.
Wow.
And that connection, that feeling of being close to nature, it seems just as strong as its connection to its history.
The history, it goes way back, doesn't it? Ancient roots.
Oh. Very much so. It started out as a Roman colony called Tridentum, and apparently you really get a sense of that history just woven into the city today when you're walking around.
You can actually feel those layers.
Exactly. Like under the main squares, the piazzas, wandering down those twisty medieval lanes, especially in the Renaissance part of the center. Even the city's symbol, the trident, it points right back to that original Roman name.
That's a neat little detail, the symbol and the name connection. And it wasn't just ancient history, right? Trento had another big moment later on.
It absolutely did. It became really famous, maybe infamous, depending on how you look at it, as the place where the Council of Trent happened. That was in the 16th century.
Right, the Counter-Reformation stuff.
Huge deal. A really pivotal series of meetings that shaped a lot of European history.
And you can still see the evidence of that time in the buildings.
Architectural treasures like the Trento Cathedral are magnificent. And the Buon Consiglio Castle, which is pretty imposing, they're still standing like witnesses to that whole era. They're not just tourist sites. They're really part of the city's identity.
I guess the key takeaway here for someone thinking about moving isn't just, oh, Trento has history and nature, but how uniquely connected they are in daily life. It's a mountain city with history literally under your feet.
That's a perfect way to put it. This idea of a lifestyle where you could genuinely explore ancient streets in the morning and then be hiking a trail that same afternoon. They're not separate things you plan for a weekend trip. They're just part of the normal rhythm there.
That paints a really vivid picture. So let's shift from the setting and the history to the actual feel of the place, the daily life, the atmosphere. What's the vibe in Trento?
The vibe is often described as like Italian elegance meeting Alpine charm.
Okay.
And it's all set against this incredible backdrop, the Dolomites, the whole region, Trentino Alto Adige. It's known for being beautiful, pretty wealthy. And the Sprays comes up a lot. Famously well-organized
Italy. Okay, that definitely stands out. What do the sources suggest that means in practice? Like, what feels organized?
Well, things like public services running efficiently, the infrastructure being well-maintained, just a general sense of order. It might be a bit different from the stereotypes some people have of other parts of Italy. It definitely feeds into that high quality of life score we'll get to later. It's about things just, well, working smoothly.
Good to know. And who actually lives there? What's the population like?
So the city proper has around 118,500 people. If you look at the wider metro area, it's about 175,300.
Okay.
Now, the population leans a bit older overall.
Which kind of makes sense if it's attracting retirees too.
Exactly. But, and this is really key, there's the University of Trento. Its presence brings in this lively international student crowd.
Ah, okay.
That injects a different kind of energy. And maybe just as importantly for someone moving there, it potentially makes it easier to connect with English speakers and other internationals, could help smooth over that initial language hump.
That mix is really interesting. It suggests maybe a sort of dual social scene, like a traditional local community alongside this more international, perhaps more temporary student group. How does that play out for a newcomer?
Different pockets or circles. You've got the established local community, maybe more tight-knit families who've been there generations, but the university offers this ready-made way into an international group, and it could even be a bridge to meeting locals through shared interests or events related to the uni. It's a different entry point.
And what's the general tempo of life like in this environment? Is it like a busy, bustling city?
Oh, pretty gentle. Shops often close earlier than in, say, Rome or Milan. And the nightlife is definitely quieter, much quieter.
So probably not the place if you're looking for wild nights out.
Definitely not your primary reason for moving there, no. But the sources kind of frame this positively. It's not seen as a lack, but more like it allows more time to just, you know, enjoy things, savor life. And again, it nudges you towards spending more time outdoors.
That makes sense.
It's a city that seems to encourage a slower, maybe more intentional way of going about your day.
That regional blend, the Italian and German influences, how does that actually show up in the culture day to day?
There's a very strong sense of local Trentino identity. People are proud of it. The blend shows up in the food, for sure. You might hear more German spoken, especially as you head further north towards Alto Adige Südtirol, right? And maybe even in that efficiency and organization we talked about, perhaps some of that comes from the Germanic influence historically. It's this interesting cultural crossover.
There are specific local festivals or traditions that stand out?
Yeah, definitely. The Festa di San Vigilio, that's the patron saint festival in June. It's a big one. Big parades, traditional food, the whole deal. And there's also the Trento Science Festival, which draws quite a crowd, even internationally.
And food. You can't talk Italy without food. What are the must-try local things?
So the weekly markets are fantastic, great for local produce. Specific dishes that get mentioned are strangolapriti. They're like spinach and bread dumplings, kind of like gnocchi.
Ooh, sounds good.
And speck. You got to try the speck. It's that smoked, cured ham that's really typical of the whole Alpine region. Delicious.
Okay, strangolapriti and speck. Noted. Is the food scene mostly just traditional local stuff?
Not at all, actually. Pretty diverse culinary scene. It blends the traditional Alpine, Italian, and German roots. Yes, you'll find things like carne salata, which is a local salt-cured beef, and amazing local cheeses. But it also goes high-end. Trento has one restaurant with one Michelin star.
In a city that size, that's serious food cred. It really says something about the quality they value there.
It really does. It suggests a real appreciation for high-quality dining.
What about shopping beyond the food markets?
You've got your usual supermarkets, of course, boutiques, some shopping centers. Then there are the farmers markets, flea markets sometimes, and even specialized fairs, maybe for cheese or local crafts. So it's a mix, you know, modern malls alongside charming little local shops and artisan places.
But probably not like hitting the Via del Corso in Rome or the Galleria in Milan.
No, definitely not. And the sources are clear about that. They explicitly list limited shopping options compared to big cities as a potential weakness, or at least something to be aware of if, you know, retail therapy is your main hobby.
Okay, good to manage expectations there. So we have this city-rich history, surrounded by nature, cultural blend, gentle pace, amazing food. How does all that add up in terms of the overall quality of life, the living environment?
Right. This is where Trento really scores well in the data we looked at. It gets a very high quality of life score, 94 out of 100.
Wow, 94 is impressive. What are the big things driving that score? Is safety a major factor?
Safety seems huge. Low road accident rate.
That's great. Are there any like environmental or natural hazard type risks mentioned?
Yeah, seismic risk, moderate to low for earthquakes. Population potentially at risk from landslides, around 12%, or floods, about 23%. You know, geographical facts about living in a mountainous river valley region, not immediate alarms. The overall feeling of safety in daily life is listed as a definite pro.
And you mentioned clean air earlier. Does the data back that up?
It absolutely does. Air quality gets an excellent score, 92. If you break it down, the sources say the quality for PM10 and NO2 is rated good.
Remind me what those are again.
So PM10 is like larger dust or soot particles you might inhale. NO2 is nitrogen dioxide, often linked to traffic fumes. So good ratings there are definitely positive for just breathing easy in the city.
Gotcha. And what about the really fine particles?
For PM2.5, those tiny ones that go deeper, and O3, which is ground level ozone, the rating is unquestionably fair. So maybe not perfect all the time. The overall picture is still very strong. The sources describe it as a really congenial atmosphere for people looking for healthier living.
That's a huge plus, that air quality, especially if you want to be outdoors. But I remember you saying something about parks in the city center being limited.
Yeah, that was an interesting point in the sources. It noted a lack of large green parks within 10 kilometers of the absolute city center. But, and this is a big but, immediately balanced by the incredible access to the surrounding natural environment, the mountains.
Ah, okay. So it's less about having a city park down the block and more about having this massive natural park just outside your door?
Exactly that. The focus shifts.
Yep.
The sources highlight specific places for outdoor stuff that are easy to get to. Adamello Brenta Nature Park, Panavegio Palle di San Martino Nature Park, countless hiking trails, maybe around Lake Tovel or up Monte Bondone, which is also great for mountain biking, apparently. And of course, you're right there for skiing and snowboarding in the winter. Easy access to the Dolomites. World-class stuff.
Though the trade-off seems clear, maybe fewer manicured city parks, but way more access to genuine wilderness. For the right person, that's probably a fantastic deal.
Seems like it. Especially for the active lifestyle that Trento seems to foster.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of being outdoors, what about the weather? What's the climate actually like through the year?
Right. Climate. The sources describe it as having really distinct seasons. You get moderately warm summers and then chilly winters that are often snowy. Being in the mountains, the weather can change quite a bit. Lots of variety.
The winters sound properly cold then, crisp, snowy.
Definitely. Regular snowfall is mentioned, creating those picturesque winter scenes. And the data backs it up. Trento is in a very high snowfall percentile, like the 81st to 90th percentile compared to other places. So yeah, if you like snow or winter sports, it delivers. That's a big plus for snow fans. How about the summers?
Summers are generally sunny and pleasantly warm. July and August are the peak temperature months. One source even uses the phrase ample sunshine, which sounds pretty appealing for getting out and doing all that hiking and biking. Although, hang on, I think I saw something else in the data here about sunshine. Is there a conflicting point?
Yes. This is where looking at all the pieces is crucial. While one description mentions that ample sunshine, the actual percentile data from another source classifies Trento's total annual sunshine hours as very low, puts it in the bottom 10% compared to other cities nationally.
Whoa, okay, that's a big difference. How do we square that? Ample sunshine, but also very low sunshine?
Yeah, it's confusing at first glance. My read on it, putting the bits together, is that the summer days when the sun is out are genuinely bright and sunny, hence the ample description for that season.
Okay.
But when you average it out over the whole year, including potentially cloudier days, shorter daylight hours in winter due to the valley setting, the total accumulated sunshine hours end up being statistically low compared to, say, somewhere flatter or further south.
Right. So it highlights the difference between seasonal perception and annual data. Good to know. Sunny when it's sunny in summer, but not wall-to-wall sunshine year-round.
Exactly. It's a good reminder to look at both the descriptions and the numbers.
Definitely. What about actual temperatures? What range are we talking?
Looking at the average temps provided,
the
minimum in January hovers around 0 degrees Celsius, so freezing. That fits with the snowy winter picture. And the average maximums peak in July and August right around 27 degrees Celsius. So proper warm summers.
Okay, so distinct seasons, warm summers, cold, snowy winters, and maybe managed expectations on year-round sunshine totals?
Pretty much an invigorating mix, really suited for people who actually enjoy experiencing all four seasons, maybe grew up with that kind of climate.
Okay, let's switch gears to the practical side of living there. Getting around, staying connected, what's the infrastructure like?
So Trento gets an overall infrastructure score of 70. Not perfect, but solid. A really big plus that gets highlighted for the city itself is walkability. It's actually called a walker's paradise.
Oh, that's fantastic. Makes daily life so much easier. What about if you need to go further than your feet can carry you?
It's well connected by road. The main artery is the A22 motorway, the Autostrada del Brennero. That runs north towards Austria and south toward Verona, Modena that way.
Okay.
And inside the city core, the public transport buses, maybe some local trains, are described as reliable, but, and this is flagged as a weakness, public transport gets pretty sparse once you get into the outskirts or the surrounding villages. So the takeaway seems to be, if you plan to live outside the immediate center, or if you really want to explore the region properly, the mountains, the lakes, a car could be pretty useful, maybe even essential.
That makes sense for exploring a mountainous area. How easy is it to get to Trento from further away airports?
Yeah, pretty accessible. The closest airport mentioned is Bolzano, only about a 28-minute drive, which is super close. Then you've got Verona, which is bigger, more international flights, probably about a 41-minute drive. There's also Brescia mentioned, but it's mostly cargo. So really, Bolzano and Verona are your main passenger airport options.
Okay, convenient enough. And trains. Italy runs on trains. How's Trento connected?
Very well connected by rail. At several stations, the main one being Stazione di Trento, plus Trento Santa Chiara and others, lots of services run through there.
Where can you actually get to by train directly from Trento?
Quite a few places, actually. You've got frequent regional trains connecting to nearby hubs like Verona, Rovereto down the road, and over towards Venice via Venezia Mestre.
Okay, good regional links.
And then for longer distances, there are faster trains too, things like the Frecciargento south to Naples, overnight inner city trains to Rome, Eurocity trains heading north towards Munich in Germany, plus connections to Bologna, Milan, other major Italian cities. So it's a solid mix of local and long-distance rail.
That sounds pretty comprehensive for rail travel. What about the modern essential internet? Can you reliably work remotely from Trento?
Yes. Good news there. Reliable internet connectivity for remote work is specifically listed as a strength. The average download speed mentioned is 190.
Pretty decent.
Yeah. Overall, seems perfectly fine for most remote work needs. Video calls, all that.
That's definitely reassuring for a lot of people these days. Okay, let's talk about something really crucial, especially for retirees or families considering a move: healthcare. How does Trento stack up?
Healthcare generally gets good marks, The health quality score is high, 85 out of 100. The overall description is that expats and retirees will find it generally reliable.
What are the particular strong points mentioned in the sources?
Emergency services are highlighted as being top-notch. That's a big one. Also, the local health authority for the Trentino area apparently ranks very highly within Italy. And they get specific, mentioning excellence in handling things like bone fractures quickly and efficiently, and also good response times for heart attacks.
Those are definitely critical areas where you want things to be good. Are there any downsides or areas needing improvement?
They do mention a few things. Some procedural gaps are noted. There's a mention of post-treatment readmissions, which could hint at some inconsistencies in care after the initial intervention.
Okay.
And also the adoption rate for minimally invasive techniques in certain surgeries, like for breast cancer, is described as only moderate.
It sounds like it's really strong on the urgent critical care side, but maybe some aspects of ongoing treatment or the adoption of the very latest techniques might lag slightly behind other top centers.
Seems a fair summary. Strong fundamentals, especially in emergencies, maybe some specific areas with room to grow.
How easy is it to actually get to a hospital?
The main hospital with the emergency rooms is just a 6-minute drive from the center. And there are 2 hospitals or clinics within 10 kilometers. So physically close.
Okay, that sounds very manageable. Now let's shift focus to the money side of things, the economy, and importantly, the cost of living.
Right, so the economy scores strong, 89. The local economy is robust and stable. A key strength mentioned is low unemployment.
That's a good sign. And income levels, is it generally a prosperous area compared to the rest of Italy?
The sources state the per capita income is 25,600 euro. They also provide a ranking 264th out of nearly 8,000 towns in Italy. So that definitely puts it well above the national average income.
Okay, so strong local economy, higher than average incomes. Does that mean it's expensive to live there?
Bingo.
Yes.
It does, because the higher cost of living, and particularly the cost of housing, is explicitly flagged as a key weakness or downside of Trento.
Right. Can you give us some actual numbers? What are we looking at for housing?
Okay, so for renting, a 2-bedroom apartment is estimated to cost somewhere between 1,000 and 2,300 euro per month. It's a pretty wide range, obviously, depending heavily on the specific location, the condition, amenities, all that. If you're looking to buy a property, the average price per square meter mentioned is in the range of $3,323 to $3,491. That's based on the median figures provided.
Oof. Yeah, those numbers definitely place it at the higher end for Italy, outside maybe the absolute prime spots in the biggest cities. What about just daily living costs besides rent?
Estimates provided, excluding rent or mortgage, for a single person are around $886.5 per month. For a family of 4, that figure jumps up to about $3,171 per month. Again, that's just for groceries, utilities, transport, entertainment, and so on. Not housing.
Okay, so it's undeniably a more expensive proposition.
Yes, it costs more. But for many people who live there, the exceptionally high quality of life, the safety, the clean air, the stunning nature on your doorstep, the good services, makes that higher cost feel like a worthwhile investment.
You're paying a premium for those specific benefits.
Exactly. And they also add a note for people needing jobs. Your prospects are significantly better if you speak Italian well. That language skill really opens doors in the local economy. That makes sense.
Okay, what about families moving with kids? Education options?
Education is listed as another strength for Trento. Specifically for families looking for international or bilingual options, the sources highlight several schools.
Can you run through those for us?
Sure. Right there in Trento, you've got the Liceo Internazionale Arcivescovile, or LIA. It's international and bilingual teaching in Italian, English, German, and Spanish. Big focus on preparing kids for a multicultural world. And it even includes a year of study abroad in Great Britain.
It sounds comprehensive.
Also in Trento is the Istituto Paritario Casa di Bambina Maria Montessori. That's a primary school, bilingual Italian-English, and it combines the standard Italian curriculum with Cambridge International elements.
So 2 solid bilingual choices right in the city. anything nearby?
Yeah, if you look a bit further out, there's the International School of Verona, which isn't too far. They offer the full International Baccalaureate, the IB diploma, mainly in English with Italian lessons included. And then if you head north towards Bolzano, which is in the more officially trilingual part of the region, there's the Waldorf High School of Bolzano. That's an international Waldorf school with emphasis on arts, crafts, languages, world cultures. And
so it seems like families do have a decent range of choices, especially if they're looking for bilingual or international curricula. That's good to know. Last major area, fitting in, community integration for newcomers. What's the picture there?
Well, the sources are quite upfront about this. Trento has a smaller expat community compared to, say, Florence or Rome. That's listed as a potential weakness or challenge.
And I guess the language barrier plays into that.
Absolutely. The language barrier is also explicitly mentioned as a weakness. Apparently, the local dialect can be pretty challenging, even if you're learning standard Italian. If you want to truly integrate, learning Italian is really, really important. And given the region, knowing a bit of German probably wouldn't hurt either.
Okay, so putting in the language effort sounds non-negotiable for really settling in. What about the locals themselves?
The description given is that the local community is friendly and supportive. And importantly, this positive atmosphere is said to extend to the expat community as well. A supportive expat network, even if small, is listed as a strength.
Are there ways for newcomers to connect, like groups or meetups?
Yes, there are regular expat meetups and language exchange events. These are mentioned as resources that provide support for people who are new to Trento. That's another positive point highlighted. So even though the overall number of expats might be smaller, the sources list strong integration opportunities for both expats and retirees as a definite strength.
That's quite encouraging. It sounds like the message is the community might not be huge, but the environment is conducive to integrating if you're willing to engage, especially with the language.
That seems to be the essence of it, yeah. The support structures there, the locals are generally welcoming, but that language key is needed to unlock the door fully.
Okay, let's try and wrap this all up then. If you had to boil it down, what are the absolute core pros and cons of Trento for someone thinking of moving based on everything we've covered from the sources?
Okay, let's summarize the main hitters. Strengths: high quality healthcare, particularly strong emergency services, a robust local economy with low unemployment, good reliable internet, the very high quality of life score reflecting safety, beautiful scenery, rich culture, good schools, especially the bilingual international options, decent transport in the city core, the climate with distinct seasons and amazing mountain access, strong opportunities for integration, friendly locals, supportive expat scene, and maybe not being totally overrun by tourism. That's a pretty compelling list of positives. What about the main downsides?
The big ones consistently are the higher cost of living, especially housing. It's expensive. Those cold, snowy winters, which might not be for everyone, combined with a quieter nightlife scene than larger cities, public transport being limited outside the center, likely needing a car, the smaller size of the expat community itself, and the associated language barrier being significant, and fewer international options for things like dining or shopping compared to major hubs. The sources also touch on things like just having a small town feel, which could be a pro or con depending on perspective, potential bureaucratic frustrations, and the relative remoteness of some surrounding areas.
That summary really lays out the trade-offs very clearly. It's definitely not a one-size-fits-all kind of place.
Not at all. It paints a clear picture. You're likely trading some of the variety, convenience, and lower costs of other places for exceptional quality of life. Factors like safety, nature, clean environment, and that unique cultural blend.
So thinking about all that, who does Trento seem right for?
Putting it all together, Trento seems ideal for certain types of expats, retirees, maybe people looking for a bit of adventure, but in a stable setting. It really suits individuals who are actively seeking a more tranquil, active lifestyle.
People who genuinely value that mix of history under their feet and the Alps on their doorstep.
Exactly. It's for people who are comfortable with, maybe even prefer, a slower daily pace compared to a big metropolis. People who appreciate a quieter social life, and aren't primarily looking for buzzing nightlife.
And maybe most importantly, people who are genuinely willing to embrace the challenge and reward of learning Italian, maybe even a little German, to connect properly.
Definitely. Ultimately, the sources suggest Trento is best suited for those who place a very high value on quality of life factors: safety, clean environment, amazing outdoor access, above having endless international choices or big city buzz.
It sounds like a very specific match, but for those it matches, it offers something quite special: that fusion of Italian warmth, Alpine order, deep history, and incredible nature.
It really does seem unique in that way. A place where history and nature aren't just nearby attractions, they're fundamental to daily living. It creates this environment that feels both well-managed and incredibly beautiful. It's got that rare mix of peace, culture, and natural beauty, despite the real challenges like cost and needing to actively build your social world.
So as you're listening, consider a place like Trento. Maybe the question to ask yourself is how that unique balance, the calm, organized environment versus the need to actively integrate and learn the language, would shape your life there. What does that phrase worthwhile investment in quality of life really mean for you, given the specific things you gain and give up in Trento?
Yeah, definitely something to mull over if you're dreaming of that Italian move specifically to the north.
Indeed. Well, thank you for joining us. We hope this conversation has given you a clearer picture, a valuable shortcut to understanding what life might actually be like in this truly fascinating city nestled in the Italian Alps.
Thanks for listening to this Magic Towns Italy audio guide. If you found it helpful, don't forget, you've got access to dozens more guides, plus full town filters, insider data, and our AI assistant to help you explore further. See you in the next episode.